Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Love it that you're here today, because today is a great day on New Life, because we have Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Steve. And drum roll.
And we have Dr. Daniel Amen. And if you don't know, I mean, Dr. Amen is the foremost expert in brain technology, brainology, whatever you want to call it. And listen to this. He can help you conquer worry and anxiety with a brand new book, The Secret to Mastering Your Mind, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. And it is a great little book. I've never seen a book that's so needed at this particular time. So if you want a copy of that, a gift of any amount, I'll send it to you. But Dr. Amen, thanks for being with us again today.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Sherry. What a joy to see you both.
Now, I don't want to shock you, but I actually read the things that come across out of your organization every day, and you've always got something great. But the last thing I saw was really fascinating and sad, too, and it was the piece on COVID brain, what we're seeing happen with people after they have it. It's not just all about the respiratory system. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Well, you know, almost since the beginning of the pandemic, we knew that COVID could also attack your brain. And people lost their sense of smell and their taste. So think of it, those are brain functions. Yeah. And for people who are vulnerable, people who have hypertension, people who are overweight, people who have diabetes, COVID can really be very aggressive. And what the autopsies are showing are these micro clots. So it seems to be affecting our platelets. And so there's these, which can cause these little tiny mini strokes that really can mess with your mind. So you don't want it. You know, be smart, which is a brain function. Be smart, wash your hands, socially distance. Actually, I hate the term socially distance. Physically distance. Be socially connected, just like the three of us are connected today. And your best defense against COVID is your immune system. Yeah. And I think everybody should know and optimize their vitamin D level. We all should be taking a little bit more of vitamin C and eating more colorful fruits and vegetables is just more critical now than at any point in history.
Well, I love the advice that you're giving. And, you know, when I started upping the amount of vitamin D I was taking, of course, I take it at night, I have not gotten sick, a sore throat, and or anything like that. And it's almost like, how can I go so long without having something? Because I'm out there, you know, I spoke this weekend, speaking places and around people, and it's really amazing. I read an article that vitamin D was a big immune booster, and it seems to be for me, and you're saying, yes, take more of it. All right, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. I would love for you to get some time with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen, and me, Steve Arterburn. So you call us, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back in just a minute, and I'll tell you about an event on December the 5th called Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. We're very, very excited about this and hope that you can join us for the ultimate intensive experience. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Worry, conquer worry. Just get over it. Conquer worry and anxiety. Don't try. Just do it. And Dr. Amen can help you. And what a great thing when we can offer a resource by him for a gift of any amount. You send it in. And we'll get this book to you. But right now, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John. And John listens to WBYN. John, how you doing today? You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hi, hey, thank you. I'm feeling a little conflicted right now. Now I'm getting nervous, too.
Okay.
I have... aging parents that are, my dad's 93, my mom's 85, and I'm starting to feel like I'm becoming the parent to my parents, and mm-hmm. right now they're both in rehab recovering. My dad's recovering from hip surgery, my mom's recovering from an infected wound on her foot, and she also has confusion and brain issues from falls and things, and I had called last Thursday and found out that he was going to be on today. At that time, I ordered the book Conquer Worry and Anxiety and Memory at Rescue. I didn't know if it was too late for my parents, but it's definitely not too late for me to start with the Memory Rescue. And the main reason why I'm calling is twofold. I'm being haunted by feelings that I made the wrong choice for their rehab facility, to the mm-hmm. point where one night I was pacing up and down rapidly pacing up and down my driveway, saying I chose the wrong place, and I was wondering what steps I could do to conquer the worry, fear, and anxiety concerning that.
All right,
it keeps haunting me.
Sure. And, all right. So
just one secondary thing before I forget. I also was wondering, because I know it's tied into anxiety and other things, is whether Dr. Daniel Amen did any studies on allergies and brain function.
Okay.
Because I have issues with that too.
All right, John. So let's let Dr. Amen answer here. Dr. Amen, what are you thinking when you hear a lot of worry and obsession?
So many people our age, we feel like we're in the sandwich generation where we're taking care of our parents, and it's sort of odd because they'd taken care of us for so long. And then, we have children or young adult children that still need us as well. And it's an anxious time for sure. In fact, John, as I was listening to you, it reminded me of the last 7 months of my life. My mom broke her hip, then she got shingles, and then in March she and my dad got COVID, and then in May, not from COVID, but we lost my dad. So I feel your pain. And when the pandemic started, I wrote down mental hygiene is just as important is washing your hands, that you love them, you make the best decision you can with the information you have. But if you start getting anxious and nervous and live in regret and guilt, it's not going to help anyone. So know you made the best decision you could with the information you have, and then make sure you're starting to take care of yourself, prayer, meditation, something we call diaphragmatic breathing, that it doesn't take long, but just 2-3 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day can begin to really settle down your nervous system. And so many of us with the pandemic, our nervous systems heightened. sort of like the fight or flight response that just got stuck on. And so how do we calm it? There's certain supplements I like. Magnesium, theanine from green tea, GABA can help. And then when you feel sad or anxious, write down what you're thinking and then really question it. I don't know if you were good at talking back to your parents when you were a teenager. I was excellent. but nobody ever taught me to talk back to myself, that you don't have to believe every stupid thing you think. And so when you're going up and down the driveway, I made a bad decision, that's just going to drive you to feel bad, meaning you're more likely to make another bad decision. I mean, not that the first one was bad, but when we direct our mind to what we're afraid of or the negative, it actually drops the function in our frontal lobes, more likely that we're not going to make another good decision. So calming your nervous system, so important. And then, you know, I'm just not a fan of positive thinking. I'm a fan of accurate thinking. And so don't let, we call them the dragons from the past, breathe fire on your emotional brain. Tame them by getting control over your nervous system.
I am so appreciative that you said that about being accurate, Dr. Amen. You know, when I heard you, John, I thought, oh my goodness, he's been tough on himself for a long time. How long have you kind of been a critic of yourself, like questioned yourself or been tough on you outside of what, you know, you see other, are other people tough on you this way, or are you kind of tougher on you than most?
I think I'm tough around myself.
Yeah, I heard that. And you know what? Some of us end up having brains that want to be tougher on us. They're brains that focus on the negative instead of focusing on what's true. And let me just bring you a quick story. So in my office, I have a picture that I took down. And in my office, there's a hole in the wall where that picture was. I haven't filled a hole in the wall. I actually have it there on purpose. You know why? Because I have clients just like you who come in with brains similar to yours that will focus on that hole in the wall. It's like their brain can't not see it. But in our conversations, what I do is I say, okay, you see that. You're the one that usually points it out to me. But I want you to look at the rest of the room. I want you to look at the rest of the wall and how much of that wall is intact, good, painted well, nice, you know, 99.99999%. So when I think, isn't that true?
So yeah, it's like seeing the spot, a black spot in the middle of a white sheet of paper.
Exactly. So when you train your brain, it's training your brain to begin to look at the rest of that paper or to begin to look at the rest of the wall. Let me tell you what I heard when you were telling me a story. Do you know you've got parents that are they've lived a very long life, 93 and 85. I lost my dad 15 years ago. He was 70. And so I think, oh my goodness, you have been blessed with 23 more years than I was. And I totally get how tough things are right now, but when you think about where you had your parents go, I want to say this to you. You did the absolute best that you could. And you know why I know this? Because your brain type is also the type that looks at lots and lots of things when you're having to make that decision. You weigh things out. And it was the best decision. And so if you can receive that and kind of build an internal grace giver, an internal teddy bear, an internal Jesus who loves you and doesn't expect perfection, that is going to help your brain find some grace in a world where there are dots on the wall.
Well, I'll tell you, I know for me, anxiety definitely destroys my brain function. And when I can experience some peace and rest and relaxation, it's a totally different thing. John, you've got this book. I'll send Dr. Amen's book, The End of Mental Illness. I think you're going to love that. Your story is so similar to so many other folks when we become the parent to our parents. And we weren't really trained in this, but, you know, it's two people have just told you that you did the best you can, and that's what we've got to focus on. All right, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us here, we would love to talk to you. We're in the studio for 2 hours. And again, if you do call, we'll send you a copy of Conquering Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Amen, or it might be another special book we'll send you. Let's go to Margie, Hayward, California. KFAX is the station. Hi, Margie. How are you today?
I am doing fine, thank God. And I thank God for your program and all of you. And I'm thankful to him that I have a relationship with him. Here goes.
Okay.
My question is, what causes me to procrastinate? Of course, this didn't happen overnight. I am a seasoned citizen. But over the time that I've been unemployed for the past 5 months, I made it my goal, okay, Lord, help me out, and I'll start something, and then I can't finish it. And right now I'm feeling scattered and unfocused, and that's why I'm reaching out for help.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you called, Dr. Keffer. Let's start with you. What are your thoughts about procrastination?
Well, Margie, I want to hug your heart here because you're in my end, Ben. I've had two seasons of my life where I became unemployed, and it was a very quick unemployment, closing of a business, and one of them was about 12 years ago when everything just in the financial industry went down. And so, you know what made me procrastinate? Was how overwhelmed I felt. I hadn't really had this happen a lot, but just the idea that there's so many things to do, it feels like an elephant was sitting on my chest.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so what I had to do, and I'm excited to hear what Dr. Amen has to say, but what I had to do, literally, and I know this sounds probably silly, but I had to break that elephant down into tiny little bite-sized pieces. And I made a list where it was a to-do list, and I let my brain just fly. I let it just fly with everything I could possibly think of. And I'll tell you, it was about a page and a half long. It kind of freaked me out that I could hold that much in my head. But then that's why I was so overwhelmed. Then what I did is I just picked one thing a day that I tackled. One thing. And as I just picked one thing and I crossed it off, I used a pen, you know, a darker pen and crossed it off, a colored pen, I began to feel incrementally more in control than out of control in the midst of the overwhelm.
Now, Dr. Amen, do you have a comment here about procrastination?
I do. Actually, I have a new book coming out next March called Your Brain is Always Listening to the Dragons from the Past. But there's also a whole section on bad habit dragons.
Yeah.
And procrastination is a bad habit. Now, very common for people who have ADD, so one of the things to just check out, you know, it's one of the hallmark symptoms, but it's not always ADD. So you want to see it as a problem. I'm so grateful you called, because you see it as a problem, not as a flaw. Know what you want. So I want you to actually write down, what are your goals? What do you want? And I like lists. I'm always operating to-do lists, but also stop doing lists. And then every morning have a 1 to 3 minute huddle with yourself. It's like, okay, what are we going to do today? And then do the most important things first. Stop eating dessert first with your time. And then begin to celebrate the wins. Do one thing. at a time. So what's the one thing I'm going to get done today and do it first before you do anything else?
One thing.
Very nice. Okay, thanks. I want you to hold on. I've got a little advice for you, and I've got a book to send you that I wrote in 1997, and it still sells today. We'll be back after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, just finishing up with Margie here. Or Margie. Hey, I wrote a book called The Emotional Freedom Workbook, and I take four problems, and one of them that I addressed was procrastination back in 1997. I quoted Anatole France, who said this: "We must die to one life before we can enter into another life." And so in order to do that, you have to decide, what is this new life that I want to live into? It must not be so perfectionistic that I don't do anything because I don't think I can do it properly. So I have to lower the stakes. I need to redefine my commitments so I realistically have the time to do the things that I need to do. If I can, I may need to hire someone to help me organize and schedule. And then I need to think, are there any things that I do that I could dump on somebody else or delegate or trade? And then finally, just expect a little bit less of yourself in a very realistic time frame, and that is such a relief to you. You expect less, and you'll do more. But I'm going to send this to you. It's a great little workbook. A lot of people have found tremendous, tremendous help here, the Emotional Freedom Workbook. And I'm really glad that you called. And you know, if you are listening, and you know that you need to have some kind of resource, and especially one on procrastination, don't put off getting whatever that help that you need is. And one of the greatest things we've ever done here, we haven't even done it yet, it's this wonderful intensive on December the 5th. Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Steve Arterburn and Sheila Walsh. It's called Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. And you are going to love this workshop. 8 teaching sessions, 5 small group sessions, and then 4 coaching sessions after the workshop. And this is for anybody that wants to find some freedom, a path out of depression, dependency, or defective strategies. That's the kind of thing that we're going to be dealing with. Really excited about it. And if you sign up now, you can get that early birdie special, which I recommend for anybody. Really excited about that. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with, let's see if we can bring up, I can't seem to do it, but I'd like to talk to Judy. She's calling from Alexandria and listens on WAVA. Hi, Judy. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for calling, and how could we help you today, Judy? We want to.
I'm very, very frustrated, and I'm very confused of what should I do, because I was married for 20 years with my ex-husband, the father of my kids, and we fought a lot all the time, and I left them 7 years ago. I divorced him, and he has a baby now with another woman, but they're not married. But I just got this feeling that I was the one that it was wrong in the marriage, because I used to be the one fighting all the time, and he was the one reading the Bible, putting on programs for me to listen and stuff like that, and I couldn't see it back then.
Yeah, and okay. So what's the question for us then?
The question is, I want to go back with him, but I don't know how, and I feel like I want to add, like, I listen to your program all the time, and I hear different stuff, like, write a letter saying, you know, that you sorry for all the stuff that you done, you know. So I don't know what he advised me.
Just clarify this. He's living with someone, but they're not married, or they're just dating and they're not married? What was the status there?
He's living with a woman. They're not married, but they do have a child together, and the child is 2 years old.
Right. Well, this is one of those things that you would call tricky. Now, if they were married, there'd just be no question. What I would advise you to do is simply write a letter and just say, I realize I made some hurtful mistakes while we were married, and I don't feel like it was right for me to have left in that way, and I hope you'll forgive me. The dilemma here is, if you did it and he's living with someone, they're not married, but they have a child, whether or not that would cause more damage than it would be good. So I'm just going to get Dr. Amen and Sherry's opinion on this, because it is a little bit tricky. And no way would I express a desire to get back together if you say that you're sorry about all this and you were wrong, and maybe he was thinking about doing something different, then that would come up. But, you know, he's the father of this very, very young child. All right, so we'll hear from Dr. Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer right after this. Gift of any amount I send you, conquer worry and anxiety. We'll get it to you, and I know you're going to enjoy it. And then again, I want to remind you, Brains, Boundaries, Battles in the Bible, Saturday, December 5th. And today, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, I'm doing my daily Going Deeper. And I'd like to go deeper with you. So come join me, Facebook Live. We'll be back right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we'll start with you, Sherry. Judy, regretting leaving. Now the husband has a baby with another woman he's living with. And Judy would love to get back together. But first of all, she'd sure like to make amends and make it right and say she was sorry for what she did. What do you think, Sherry?
Judy, my dear. So this is my thought. These are unprecedented times, and whoever we were before March 15th with COVID, it's just kind of squeezed everybody. And the things I wonder about you are, every divorce I've ever been a part of, and they're all painful. I it doesn't matter who you are or what's happened or what's been done. Divorces are painful. But this is what I'm sensing with you. I feel like that you haven't found another person. It's been 7 years. You're looking back, wishing, hoping, and wanting to have it gone differently, but it didn't. And the fact, too, is it feels like you've got an idealized view of how it went down. Yes, you said you were fighting, but then you also said it was pretty much me. And typically in divorces, I don't see it typically just one person. There's usually a dynamic that's there. But what's interesting is it's kind of about you right now. It's about what you want and not really thinking about what's best for him with this baby and this relationship he's in. I mean, he's got a family, and it's a family that, you know, isn't a married family, but he's with somebody, they're living together, and they've got a child. I think you have some grief that hasn't been processed. And so what happens with grief when we don't let go appropriately and cry, and when it happens, is we have something called complicated bereavement. And that can leave us with longings. Like, it's like leaves us with longings like idealized hope, wishing, wanting. And we can kind of change the past in order to try to not have to feel the pain of what went down, but in order to kind of, in our own mind, create a vision for the future. And if I got to spend some time with you, we'd go right into the loss and regret and sadness over the fact that your marriage painfully failed. And then I would begin to help you begin to look around at your current support and how you've been very stuck, how you've not really integrated new friends in, and you've not really integrated new relationships with other men in the last 7 years. And you may not, my dear, even have done some of the deep work you've needed to do post-divorce to kind of heal your heart.
Dr. Right. Amon, your thoughts here. Anything that you want to add to this?
I don't know.
Well, Dr. Amon may have stepped away from the phone. Let me just say this to you.
Oh, no, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything you want to add to this about getting back together or wanting to get back together after all this time?
Yeah. I agree with both of you. And often when we get lonely, we'll remember the best things about the relationship, and completely the brain, like, tricks us into ignoring sort of the reason we got divorced. And so journaling both the positive aspects of the relationship, but also the negative one, so your brain doesn't trick you into focusing too much one way or the other, can really be helpful. The brain, Jerry Seinfeld once said this, the brain is a sneaky organ. we all have weird, crazy, stupid thoughts that nobody should ever hear. So you want to use the logical part of your brain to really help you with this. But I agree with everything that Steve and Sherry said.
So I'll just leave you with this, and I'll send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that's going to be helpful. But let me leave you with this. My experience is that someone like you, if you were to get back with him, he left this woman and decided to remarry you, it would not be long till both of you would be saying, oh, yeah, that's why it didn't work the first time. And the only way it would work is if you did a lot of work separately and a lot of work together before you did get back together. I hope Healing is a Choice will be helpful to you. Someone that's helpful to me, Larry Sonnenberg, is in that studio right now. Larry, talk to us. Tell us a great story about somebody transforming their lives.
You know,
or whatever story you want to tell us.
Well, you know what? Of all the testimonies that I've read, this one is really special. Because, well, let me just read it. When I found New Life on the radio, and as I listened, I thought, what God are they talking about? The one I knew kept a big stick to hit me over the head, or worse, withdraw his love every time we messed up, which, for me, was most of the time.
Wow.
My New Life, simply put, is healing. And she goes on to talk a little more about some of the battles she's dealing with the other struggles, but she's if we can help people see that God's not a God with a big stick in his head, mm-hmm. that's a giant step. And I love that about New Life. I mean, we don't hold back. You're not pulling punches, but you're doing it with grace and very truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can support that, folks, we need your gift. We need Club New Life members. This COVID thing, it's very unique, our financial situation. It's kind of scary in one part, but it's okay in another. Our expenses are down because we're not doing all these workshops. Our income is down. There's a little bit of an offset there. But it's scary to see the income down, not knowing when or if it will come back. And we just need your support. Anything you can do to help, greatly appreciated by the folks who are going to get the help.
And you know what I love about us here at New Life, Larry? This woman, I imagine, came to one of our workshops. One thing we do on our weekends is here's a woman that probably spent most of her life with this very broken image of God. And then here over 2 days, right, she got a reset and realized that her God image was impacted by abuse that she had, and she had put that person's abusing face on God.
Mm-hmm.
It happens so often to those of us, but you don't have to live with a lifetime of this because of what we do.
Right.
We are game changers for so many people in so many different situations.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah, thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you could help us. You know, we realize, well, if I hear one more multimillionaire Hollywood movie star do a commercial that says we're all in this together, I think I may throw up. We are not all in this together. Some people have lost somebody they love. Some people have lost a job, a business. Other people, you know, they've got some after effects of this. And still others, not much difference in their life. And so whatever it is, if you're one of those folks that things are still working pretty well, would you help us? Because the other folks, they can't. It's been really, really tragic. And I know someone, it's affected them so badly, they're starting to listen to Barry Manilow music. So you never know.
Is that you, Larry?
Yeah, you just never know.
I just am kind of worried about Larry here.
How devastating this absolutely can be. And I've heard people eating kale and actually enjoying it. So it can really, really mess you up. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with... All right, let's talk over here to Patricia from Alexandria on WAVA. Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you all? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. We rarely have somebody call who's wonderful, so welcome.
But we want to say, you go, girl. We hear it in your voice.
We'll try not to mess it up.
Okay.
How can we help?
Okay. I was telling the lady that I talked to, my brother is on medication, and he's alcoholic, and he calls all over the place. He calls all the family, curses them out and everything. He doesn't curse me, but my family is upset because he feels like everything he's going through is because of me, and they're afraid for my safety. Now, I talk to him, and he calls me the devil because he says I talk about Jesus all the time. My question is, I know he's got mental problems. Everybody's cut him off. I don't want to cut him off. I love him. How can I help him?
Okay, great question. The music is starting, and we're going to help you with that. You know, I just want to say this as we go to this break. You know, not all hurt is harmful. And sometimes we don't help somebody because we don't want to hurt them. But if we really want to help them, it might be painful that we are not available whenever they get drunk and want to go through a tirade. So not all hurt is harmful. Surgeons hurt us all the time. Dentists, and they help us. And it's really, really tough when we love somebody or think we have it in us to help them get better. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us, we'd love for you to. 1-800-229-3000. This is New Life Live. Dr. Daniel Heyman, Dr. Sherry Kemp.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and quite glad that you're with us here today with Dr. Daniel Heyman. A gift of any amount we send you, his new book, Conquer Worry, and anxiety. It's a good one. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. Let's go to Nancy, Peoria.
Actually, Patricia. Sorry.
Patricia. Sorry about that. Patricia, I almost forgot about you there. Well, I did forget about you, but Dr. Sherry Keffer saved your life. All right. So we want to talk with Patricia. Here we go. And so, yes, you've got an alcoholic. You don't want to desert him. You don't want to cut him off. Sherry, what are you thinking?
Well, he's got mental problems now. He's mentally challenged.
You know what, girl? I'm so glad we have Dr. Amon on. I'm gonna take the first run at it, but we have the expert here to help us. You know what? It's sad because our brains. Man, I'm telling you, when we take care of them, they can be well-oiled machine. But alcohol, as you know, is toxic for the brain. And the two main areas, I mean, it impacts the whole brain. But two of the ones that, from the images I've seen working with Dr. Amon for 5 years on the SPECT scans, that are most impacted are the temporal lobes. Those are kind of on the bottom of your brain, and they have to do with mood stability, dark, violent thoughts, mild paranoia. Like if somebody is drinking and those areas, it shuts down the blood flow, you'll begin to see behaviors like you're seeing. And then it also shuts down the prefrontal cortex, which is the boss of our brain. That's the brain that helps us make wise choices about what we do and don't do. So the fact that he's currently cussing and angry and people have had to cut him off, there can be like an alcohol-induced paranoia or alcohol-induced issues over time. Yeah. But this is what Dr. Amon taught me, is no matter where your brain is starting, there is a place, even for someone like him. I've got this picture of the SPECT scans with people that have come off the alcohol, and their brains can repair. Now, how many brain reserves does he have and how much it will repair? We'll let Dr. Amon speak to that. But it's heartbreaking to be a family member and watch someone you love, his brain be in a really bad, dark place.
Dr. Amon, what are your thoughts here?
Well, if you want influence over him, you have to maintain the connection. There's no influence without connection. And obviously his brain is troubled. And what I've seen, alcoholism is much more complicated than most people think. A lot of people think, well, it's a choice, and he may be medicating whatever underlying mental health problem he has, or he may have had a significant brain injury at some point in the past. Mm-hmm. That's why an evaluation at a place like Amon Clinics can be just so helpful, where we'd actually look at his brain, and then based on what we see, you know, our hope, and this is what happens with so many addicts, is they fall in love with their brains, and then they stop hurting it. And a couple of free resources. I've done 2 TED Talks. You know, if you just Google Daniel Amon, TED, send them to him. They're all of like 13 and 18 minutes long, so they're not long. And it just might be another way to think about what he has. Also, Steve, send her The End of Mental Illness. Because it's just a completely new way to look at, I actually don't think they're mental illnesses. They are brain health issues that steal your mind. And if we can just get him to start falling in love with his brain, then he's less likely to hurt it. But a lot of people, and I clearly understand, you know, all of us have people in our lives that make us unhappy, that make us stressed, and sometimes you need to cut them off. Otherwise, it damages your life. It damages your relationships and your children. So, you know, it's not like you should never do that. But if you can maintain connection, then that's when you have influence.
You've got your Rest in Virginia office there near her, and I'm not sure where your brother is, but he definitely sounds like a candidate for either a SPECT and or both, but inpatient. I mean, he really needs to get back into rehab so they can help him detox and and get clean again.
We will send you The End of Mental Illness, and I'll also send you Take Your Life Back, which is a little bit of a book with a codependency theme there. Nancy from Peoria, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call because I called you out earlier. What's your question for Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer?
Well, I've had cancer and MDS, low platelets, where I've had to have transfusion the last 6.5 years. But my question is about vitamin D. I was taking a lot of supplements, and I found a site on the computer that said I shouldn't have more than 4,000. Well, every day, if I was taking all my supplements every day, I was taking 10,000 units, and I'm 80. I'm
okay, so what's the question? Because we're just about out of time.
How
much should she take? You should get your level checked. Like, I take 7,000 a day. Whoever told you should never take more than 4,000, it's just not accurate. But what you should do first is know your level. A healthy level is between 30 and 100. Less than 20 actually have twice the risk of cancer as those who are over 40. And I like your level high normal, especially in a COVID world. So if you shoot for a level of about 70, now, how do you know how much to take? Is you know your level, and then you increase it until you get to the level that's good. I take 7,000 units a day. My level 73. I'm happy with that. Know your level. And there's evidence that low vitamin D, associated with all sorts of bad things, from cancer and depression and dementia and diabetes, but also from early death from COVID-19. So I want your level healthy, not too high, because that can cause problems, but clearly not too low, which is 80% of the population.
All right. I'm so glad you called. We can get that answer in, and I'll send you Conquer Worry and Anxiety. To all of you, we're going to do another program right after this, and you can join us, 1-800-229-3000. Now, this is our last day of August, and so that's the last day of our summer resource sale at newlife.com. Big savings there. And then, you know, really want you to get the help that you need. Don't procrastinate. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, okay, maybe I need a counselor. Maybe I could benefit from another person taking a look at this life rather than struggle alone. A gift of any amount, I will send you a copy of Dr. Amen's new book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. He is a conqueror, and he'll help you do it also. Do not hesitate to sign up for what I think is going to be one of the most powerful intensives we've ever done. December the 5th, Brains, Boundaries, Battles in the Bible with Dr. Daniel Amen, John Townsend, Henry Cloud. I'll be there. I'll be doing my thing along with Sheila Walsh. It doesn't get much better than this. You'll come out of there with new hope, new understanding, and I think your relationship with God's going to be a lot deeper, and your relationship with your brain. You're going to know how to take care of it. So come join us for that. It's online. Every Man's Battle, September the 12th, Life Recovery Conference. You can join us October the 3rd, and Intimacy in Marriage, October 24th. We love you. You call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you, but we don't know who to call, so you have to call us first. And don't procrastinate. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.